Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, boo, pick me up some girly same thing.
Yeah, I'll pick you up a pickle. Shut word up, girly thing things.
You know that boy better not be up here in my house, and you better get him out of here before I call the cops on his ass.
Why you ain't in our business?
Get him out of my house right now.
No, why you always in our business?
Get your ass out of my house. Get out of my house.
Get your sorry ass out of my house.
Like free morning dew, I took one look at you, and it was plain to see you were my destiny.
You're all I need,
all I need
to get by.
Anytime you need me, for real, girl, it's me in your world. Believe me, nothing make a man feel better than a woman. Queen with a crown, that be down for whatever. There are few things that's forever. My lady, we can make more or make babies. Back when I was nothing, you made a brother feel like he was something. That's why I'm with you to this day, boo, no frontin'. Even when the skies were gray, you would rub me on my back and say, baby, it'll be okay. Now that's real to a brother like me, baby. Never ever give my away and keep it tight, alright? And I'ma walk these doors so we can live in a fat crib with thousands of kids. Word life, you don't need a ring to be my wife. Just be there for me and I'ma make sure we be living in the f***ing lap of luxury. I'm realizing that you didn't have to f*** with me, but you did. Now I'm going all out, kid, and I got mad love to give. You my next. Skin tone, 5 minutes alone, I'm already on the phone. Plus I love the fact you got a mind of your own. No need to shop around, you got the good shit at home. Even if I'm locked up north, you in the world, rocking 3/4 of fourth, never showing your stuff off, boo. It be true, me for you, that's how it is. I can be your Noah, you can be my Wiz, then I can be your son. You can be my earth, resurrect the God through birth, best believe.
You're all that I need, I'll be there for you. If you keep it real with me, I'll keep it real with you. Loving your whole steez, it be in there, boo. On top of that, you got the good power, you. You're all that I need, I'll be there for you.
be there for you. If you keep it real with me, I'll keep it real with you. Loving your whole skis, it be in there, boo. On top of that, you got the good power, you.
Y'all hold it up during this pandemic and this lockdown shit that we go through. You know what I'm saying? Another 4.4 million people file for unemployment yesterday. Okay, so that means we're up to 26 million people that's unemployed across the world. You know what I'm saying? That's a damn shame. You know what I mean? And everything. And I'm also seeing that you got motherfuckers out here testing they pets and shit. It's like, you know, a cat got the coronavirus. Ain't that about a bitch? I didn't know we was trying to keep up with cats and shit and dogs and, you know what I'm saying, and everything. So now we're testing pets. Look here. Gets to the point to where you have to draw the line somewhere and this, that, and the other. My cat coming, I don't even fuck with cats, but my dog coming out sickly and shit like that, his ass got to go. Because look here, I'm not about to be wiping up shit and this, that, and the other behind a pet. You don't want to wipe it up behind no grown ass motherfucker, let alone a pet or a dog or a cat or something. I can understand, yeah, he a loved one, he like family and this, that, and the other. You better go out there and eat some grass and shit, get himself together. But he ain't gonna be coming in here with no Rona and shit like that there. That will get your ass out of the house real quickly. You know what I'm saying? And everything. So big shout out to everybody. You know what I'm saying? I wanna let everybody know, yo, this is an explicit show. I know I see people popping in and out and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Look here. Just getting to where we got to start using common sense with this shit that's going on right now. And I don't think America's really using common sense. They're doing this testing now. You know what I mean? And, you know, they're using people as guinea pigs. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the morning show. Welcome to the Wake Your Ass Up morning show. Just a lot of shit going on, y'all. I sit here in the studio, but I'm working from home right now. I sit here at home, and you see all this shit. You know what I'm saying? And it's just kind of like, wow, are you fucking for real? You know what I mean? And, you know, listen, make sure you guys share the show. We got a good show for you for 1 hour. We're going to hit you across the head, bring you some facts, some points, some things you probably didn't know, some news you probably ain't heard about, and everything. You know, hit us up at 657-383-0199. 657-383-0199. Of course, we're still dealing with the lockdown, the quarantine, getting ready to reopen the economy, okay? We're getting ready to reopen your state. So I need you to hit me up at 657-383-0199. Let me know what's going on in your state. What's going on in your neck of the woods? What are they doing to open up your state? Everybody's in an uproar about Georgia and Georgia opening up. And they talk about opening up the tattoo parlors and the beauty salons and the movie theaters and everything. You know what I'm saying? And then you got our Mayor Goodman, arguing with, you know, I don't know if it was an argument or not, and everybody, but you got to understand people's point of view. You're right. We as people need to learn how to make sure that we will survive during this. We have to be smarter than our government. If it gets to where we have to start letting our government dictate to us what we need to do, what we don't need to do, and all of that shit, then okay then. We're going right down the path that they want us to go down. You know what I'm saying? So people need to read some common sense and look at all this shit and see what's going on and filter it out for yourself. You know what I mean? So I can understand people on that note, you know, on that note. Do not want people to die. You know what I mean? We do not. We don't want to lose nobody. You don't want to lose loved ones. People that lost loved ones during this. I know I have. We don't want people to die. We don't want nobody losing no other family members and this and the other and everything. We have seen staggering statistics daily on losing people due to this virus in the hospital. Now, either the hospitals is lying, which they probably are, and well, not the hospitals, but the media is lying and boasting it up to give you that shock and awe value to what's going on right now. You know what I'm saying? And there's so much going on and all this vaccine and everything, so now they want to use us as guinea pigs for people to try the vaccine and see what happens. What if this vaccine starts killing off everybody? I don't know, but I want to hear from you this morning. Hit us up at 657-383-0199. It's 657-383-0199. 9. And then our second topic is, how is your relationship going during this lockdown? Is it going bad, good, worse, or is it over? Are you learning some shit about your spouse that you didn't know and you don't like? I'm pretty sure you are. Or are you learning some shit about yourself that you don't know and you don't like? Hit us up, 657-383-019. It's the Wake Your Ass Morning Show. I am your host, Fat Man West Coast, you know what I'm saying? And today we got a special guest. We got an unsigned coming on and everything today. I call it Mr. Sin Glorifying. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Webster will be on a little later on in the show. And everything, you know what I mean? So listen, y'all, sit back, relax, you know what I'm saying? It is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Wake your ass up, because it's time to get up. I know you bored in the house and shit, but wake your ass up, because we don't want this morning. So hit us up at 657-383-0199. Press the one button to let me know that you in queue, and let me know that you're trying to talk to me. I don't want you with my drinking up my Hennessy and shit this morning and heating up all my Krispy Kremes. Hey, y'all, this is my man, DJ Cali.
I'm getting so cold. I ain't went this hard since I was 18. Apologize if I say anything I don't mean. Like, what's up with your best friend? We could all have some fun, believe me. And what's up with these new niggas? And why they think it all comes so easy?
But get it while you here, boy. Cause all that hype don't feel the same next year, boy. Yeah. And I'll be right here in my spot with a little more cash than I already got. Tripping off you cause you had your shot. With my skin tan and my hair long. With my fans who've been so patient. Me and 40 back to work, but we still smell like a vacation. Hate your rumors, hate the bullshit, hate these fucking allegations. I'm just feeling like the throne is for the taking. Watch me take
all
it.
I care about is money in the city that I'm from. I'ma sip until I feel it, I'ma smoke it till it's done. I don't really give a fuck and my excuse is that I'm young. And I'm only getting older, somebody should've told you I'm on one, yeah. Fuck it, I'm on one. Yeah, I said I'm on one. Fuck it, I'm on one.
Two white cups that I got that drink. Could be purple or could be pink. Depending on how you mix that shit. Money to be gotten, I'ma get that shit. Cause I'm on one.
I said fuck it, I'm on
one. I'm burning purple flowers. It's burning my chest. I bury the most cash and burning the rest. Walking on the clouds, suspended in thin air. The ones beneath me recognize the red bottoms I wear. Burning in the belt, move the kids to the heels. Been shorty on the sink, do it for the thrill. Kiss you on your neck and tell you everything is great. Even though I'm out on bond and might be facing Nate, still running with the same niggas to the death of me. Ever seen a million cash, gotta count it carefully. Ever made love to the woman of your dreams? Woo! In a room full of money out in London as she screams. Huh. Baby, I could take it there. Call Marc Jacobs personally to make a pair. So yeah, we on one, the feeling ain't fair. And it's double MG until I get the chair.
All I care about is money in the city that I'm from. I'ma sip until I feel it, I'ma smoke it till it's done. I don't really give a fuck and my excuse is that I'm young. And I'm only getting older, somebody should've told you I'm on one, yeah. Fuck it, I'm on one. Yeah, I said I'm on one. Fuck it, I'm on one.
Two white cups that I got that drink. Could be purple or could be pink. Depending on how you mix that shit. Money to be gotten, I'ma get that shit. Cause I'm on one.
I said fuck it, I'm on one.
I walk around the club. Fuck everybody. And all my niggas got that heat. I feel like Pat Riley. Yeah, too much money ain't enough money. You know the feds listening. Nigga, what money? I'm a made nigga. I should dust something. You niggas on the bench, like the bus coming. Ain't nothing sweet but the switches. I'm folks, might as well say cheese for the pictures. Oh, I'm about to go Andre the Giant. You a sellout, but I ain't buying. jeopardize that a nigga like science. Put it into your world like the Mayans. It's a celebration, bitches. Mazel tov. It's a slim chance I fall. Olive oil, don't you be the name. Don't ask me how I got it. I'm killing these hoes. I swear I'm trying to stop the violence.
All I care about is money, yeah. And the city that I'm from. I'ma sip until I feel it. I'ma smoke until it's done. I don't really give a fuck. And my excuse is that I'm young. And I'm only getting older. Somebody should have told you I'm on one. Yeah. Fuck it, I'm on one. YMCB, I said I'm on one. Fuck it, I'm on one.
Two white cups that I got that drink. Could be purple or could be pink. Depending on how you mix that shit. Money to be gotten, I'ma get that shit. Cause I'm on one. I said fuck it, I'm on one.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. What's going on, y'all? You know what I'm saying? It's the Last Up Morning Show coming to you live and direct downtown Las Vegas. You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting home in my drawers and everything. Smoking on this 420. It's a beautiful morning out here. You know what I'm saying? 8:22 a.m. in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? I know they got the draft going on tonight. The draft in the basement going on tonight. You know what I'm saying? You know, they just fucked up a lot of this, a lot of our sports and shit. You know, they got it to where now you can bet on video games, you know, in the gaming, in these, well, where you used to bet on the games and stuff like that, and then you can play, you can gamble online, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's like they're trying to get you ready for the future. I think a lot of people ain't ready really for the future, this futuristic shit. You know what I'm saying? Because it's too many, you know, too many flaws and shit in it. You know what I'm saying? And you know, we've been dealing with pandemics and epidemics and this that, and the other since mankind. I believe we should have been better prepared for this. Obama told them about being better prepared for something like this, and it seems like a lot of people just ignored the red flags to begin with. You know what I'm saying? And they're doing a lot of smoke and mirrors. You know what I'm saying? You know, they're doing a lot of, you know, look over here and all that other shit. You know what I'm saying? A lot of presto change-o shit. And ain't nobody liking it. And people get tired of that shit. Facts don't lie. You know what I mean? People are now starting to do their research. You know what I mean? I am proud of a lot of you people, because a lot of you people would just believe what the fuck you see on social media. You wouldn't do your research. You wouldn't sit up and do the background and work your background and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? So bravo to you guys. You know what I'm saying? You all deserve a round of applause. You know what I mean? So the economy is going to come back, you know what I'm saying? It's a big shout out to everybody that's been doing what they're supposed to be doing. Big shout out to everybody that's been staying home and being quarantined. Big shout out to everybody that's been washing and washing their hands and making sure that you're passing that through your household. Big shout out to all my kings that's taking care of their queens and taking care of their castles and everything, you know. You know, it's time for people to step up, everything, you know, and take charge a certain things in the house. Certain things don't have to be explained. Certain things don't have to be talked about. It just needs to be motherfucking done. You know what I'm saying? And if you got that type of man or that type of woman in the house that does go get the job done, then you applaud that person. You thank that person and everything, because people like that don't come around every day. When you got that person that's still calling and checking on your ass during all of this, you thank that person and everything, because I think we take a lot of people for granted, especially introverts. We get a lot of energy vampires that just suck your energy out of you. You ever get a that just tell you, oh, well, I just want to see you, or I just want to, you know, or something like that there, or, you know, if you don't call them once you stop, a perfect meme that was put up on Facebook. If you don't, when you stop sending the first text, watch how many people see about you in the morning. Watch how many text messages you get in the morning. So I think with this pandemic and this lockdown, it's really making a person get into themselves. It's really making a person learn who the fuck they are before you can really learn somebody else and love yourself first. This is self-love. This is teaching us how to self-love. You know what I'm saying? Love yourself first before you can love somebody else. Because how can the fuck do you love me? You don't even love yourself. You know what I'm saying? And I think about that, you know, a lot of times, which goes into our morning topic of how is your relationship going during this pandemic? Is it lasting? Is it over? What the hell? You know what I'm saying? Because I know you're finding out a lot about a person because you got to spend every day, every hour with this person. A lot of sex is going on. Now, that's going to rectify a lot of shit. If you up in there and you get to know that your significant other and your spouse and everything by a lot of sex, a lot of intimacy, a lot of talking, a lot of holding, a lot of cuddling, a lot of kissing, a lot of rubbing, that's the perfect remedy. You got these women out here, I'm just trying to get to know you, and I'm just, that's why your ass lonely now. That's why your ass lonely, and that's why your shit dried up now and everything. You know what I'm saying? You got the fat man right now coming to you live and direct. It's the Wake Your Ass Up morning show. Wake your ass up. All right? Make sure you share the show. Hit us up at 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. Okay? And we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back after this break, we're going to be hollering at our artist of the day. All right. Go break his music and everything. Big shout out. We're going to do a listening check and see who's all listening to us and where they coming from and what they doing and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? So you're listening to The Morning Show, the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show with your host, Fat Man West Coast, y'all. We're going to be right back. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, y'all. So, listen, we having a great day today. It's 8:35 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? It's, excuse me. It is a beautiful morning out here. You know what I'm saying? We supposed to get up to 90 degrees today. All right? So, it's going to be hot. It's getting hot out here. That's one thing that I think that everybody also is losing their mind is that this virus cannot survive in this type of temperature and this type of heat. You just need to do what the fuck you need to do and keep your house clean. Get your house together. Get your house under control. Okay? You know what I'm saying? You need to do like Big Mama and clean up your house and then get that olive oil, that blessed olive oil, and go around the doors and plead the blood of Jesus around your doorways and this, that, the other. Big Mama say that keep out all types of hanks and spirits. And shit, they won't come through that door knowing this is a blessed house, knowing that God dwelleth up in this house. They won't come up in here. They won't come up in your house. So I'm thinking, I think a lot of y'all have forgot where we come from, where our roots and where we grew up from and everything. So this artist that I'm about to bring on the show right now, you know what I'm saying, he doesn't forget that. You know what I'm saying? One of the reasons how me and him met was doing posts. I was doing posts, spiritual posts, and things like that, you know what I mean? And we just kind of gravitated to each other, you know what I'm saying? And we kind of been dealing with each other for maybe, I'd say maybe a couple of years now, you know, and I've been watching him grow as an artist, you know what I mean? And doing this thing out here as a youth pastor and as an artist, you know, doing hip-hop gospel music, you know what I'm saying? Or hip-hop kingdom trap music this now, you know what I'm saying? I'm 52 years old, you know what I mean? My ass is getting old, but I ain't up on all the flalango dango and this, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, you know what I'm saying? With no further ado, you know, I call him Big O, you know what I'm saying, and everything, you know, but he goes by, you know, I think he goes by Pastor Webster, you know what I'm saying. So right now, y'all, we're going to bring Pastor Webster to the show, you know what I'm saying. He's coming in to try to introduce himself right now, y'all. Give him a round of applause and everything. Pastor Webster, y'all.
Good morning, everybody. How y'all doing?
Yes. Good morning, yes, Pastor. Good morning. How you doing this morning?
I'm blessed and highly favored in the Lord. Good morning, everybody, children of God. I'm here this morning, man. I'm just thankful to be here this morning. I'm messing with my big DJ Fat Man. I appreciate you all your accomplishments, man. You're pushing forward and you're ahead of the curve, bro. You're ahead of the curve.
Thank you. We gotta keep pushing this forward and everything like that and try and give these artists heard in DC, you know what I'm saying, and everything, and hope that they share this platform with others, you know what I'm saying, and each one teach one and reach back and guide one, you know what I'm saying. Take this time right now. Before you do, I'd like to kind of give new artists the stats of you know, who's all listening and where some of these calls may come from, you know what I'm saying, and everything. So I just kind of like to give a little background. I know right now, of course, we got the United States listening, you know what I'm saying? Everybody in this motherfucker is unemployed, so they better be listening and everything. you got the United Kingdom is in the building right now. Spain in the house, South Africa. They've been rolling with this amazing stats for the week and everything. Mongolia. Of course, you know, we got, of course, South Africa, Australia, Brazil, you know what I'm saying, Russia, of course, you know, Spain, United Kingdom and everything, you know what I mean? So, man, so Indonesia is definitely the building. So, man, introduce yourself, man. Tell everybody who you be, where you come from, what you about.
How you doing? How you doing, everybody? I'm Isaiah Obadiah, CEO of CPOG Entertainment. I was born in Wiesbaden, Germany, 34 years old. I moved to America when I was 6 years old and found out that I was African-American. Since then, I've lived in about three countries in about nine states. Used to have a record label, a regular record label. I used to go by the name of Texas Foe. And then I switched my name to Two Texas Foe U. I got saved about 8 years ago. And I switched the company name from Cold Piece of Game Entertainment to Christian People Obeying God Entertainment. God just revamped the name of the company and changed the acronym. Since then, I've released multiple albums with Great City Spartans. I've worked with Poor Music Group, that's T.O.U.R. Music Group. And I put myself as well as Isaiah Obadiah, one of my my co-pastors, Minister Sykes. That's Minister CYGHT. He's pushing his album as well under the label. So we have about four groups and about three solo artists that we're pushing forward, as well as Christian Ochoa. And we're just trying to build a buzz right now, and the leaders are coming forth right now in the midst of the drought. That's when everybody usually come up in the drought. So we're in a drought right now. Hopefully we don't stay in it, but you know, it's God's will. It's God's will. And if the people don't come back to God, the scripture says that my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, he will heal the land. So we're hoping that everybody come back together to God. Like you said, man, in the midst of this pandemic, it's a lot of, it's either corona bad or corona good. So
you
know, it is what it is.
But it's up to the individual. You know what I mean? It is definitely up to the individual. I mean, like I said, we've all, if anybody knows about having a grandmother or a mother and this and the other, and they was a God-fearing mother and a God-fearing father or something, and then you know where the higher power, where your mindset needs to be right now. I think we're still living in the times of I'm grown and I can do what I want to. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
We was living in that back when me and you were growing, you know, back when I was growing up. You know, like I said, I'm 52 years old. You know what I'm saying? And I'm 80s baby. You know, I was born in 68. You know what I'm saying? So I grew up during the time of a child is to be seen and not heard and everything.
Yeah.
You know, you went to Bible study. You went to church every Sunday. You went to went to Bible school and things like that. You participated in family outings and family gatherings. You sat at the table and ate dinner with the rest of the family. You didn't sit at the table with your phone in your hand or with your hat on turned backwards or anything like that, let alone walking through Big Mama's house with your pants hanging down around your ass.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And everything. You know what I mean? So I think a lot of things have we've negated from the
root
works.
The root.
Yeah, we've negated from the root to this is what this is, you know, this would do for now. You know what I'm
right,
saying?
Man,
and things like that.
This country
you know?
Was built on the word of God, and we done left the Lord, and now we think we can do it without him. And we can't. And he's striking, he's plaguing the earth right now. That's the truth.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's true.
Until we bring, because that's what we're dealing with. At first it was the plague of locusts. Now it's an actual virus that's out that's killing people right now. And nothing can save you but the righteousness of God. So you got to be an upright person at this time. Scriptures say 1,000 will fall to your left and 10,000 to your right. But if you're anointed and you're in a good favor with God, it'll jump right over you. Jesus walked with the lepers.
That's right. That's right. So this is why I wear the mask and this, that, and the other, but I don't fear no virus. The one that I fear is my Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Okay? So, you know, so I will sit here and do what I'm supposed to do because why I'm taking the stupid. The good Lord said, follow my word, but don't be stupid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We want to take his word and twist it and make it fit for what I want to do. Well, yeah, I'll go to church. I can smoke weed on Wednesday.
Wow.
No, if you got a relationship with him, Lord understands that. Okay, then he dealing with it, but not here every Sunday. You know, he's on his knees every morning or every evening or every other day, however, thanking me for having him here.
Mm-hmm.
I can deal with what he's dealing with. That's not a problem. But
yeah.
him knowing
definitely.
Who I am, That's the big problem. That was a perfect way into seeing glorifying. Explain that.
So right now, like, I mean, the ministers, the pastors, everybody's been pleading with the people to not glorify sin in this life right now. Serving Christ is not cool. So we gotta get back to serving Christ and make it cool again, and not serving the world. You know what I mean? Right now, if you're materialistic, if you're sexual perverse, if you glorifying everything except for God, you know what I mean? We have our own personal agenda instead of a kingdom agenda, and that's the problem we having right now. So you know what I'm saying? Everybody's putting out these lies to these children. And that's what sin glorifying is, combating these lies that the children are getting, that we're making them see that serving the devil and serving yourself and your personal agenda is higher than what God called you for. You have a higher purpose.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, that was a perfect meaning to go into your song. Introduce your song.
This is Sin Glorified on the album New Creation by Isaiah Obadiah. Right now we're starting to film a whole lot of videos, so y'all be on the lookout for the new album coming out, Worship is War.
You are now listening to Maul Puzzle Beats.
Uh-huh.
Just call it talking fly, I call it speaking lies. You misleading the people, acting just like a heathen, doing the work of the devil. I call it devil. Seeing glorified, seeing glorified. Just call it talking fly, I call it speaking lies. You misleading the people, acting just like a heathen, doing the work of the devil. I call it demon. Seeing glorified, seeing glorified.
It's okay to disrespect women, that's the way you should call your daughters then. Mm-hmm. If you ain't play pimping, go ahead and sell your mama then. Wear that piss that blaze up with your children. Wear that crack pack, serve them that pause. Hey. Sleeping with five girls, surprise you ain't got herpes. Leg twitching, looking nervous. Call on the Lord quick whenever it's an emergency. Clean us like detergent, lifestyle so gangrene. It's offensive, all the complaining. We sin sick, especially the famous. Not your prerogative, ain't living what you're claiming. Talking dope prices, ain't selling macadamia.
Sheesh.
No car, but some Jordans. Cigarettes, no mortgage. Loving God, inconvenience, backwards. Priorities, got a problem with authority. Think it's really corny when fake become important. You call it talking fly, I call it speaking lies. You misleading the people, acting just like a heathen, doing the work of the devil. I call it devil. Seeing glorified, seeing glorified. You call it talking fly, I call it speaking lies. You misleading the people, acting just like a heathen, doing the work of the devil. I call it demon. Seeing glorified, seeing glorified. Women trying to buy beauty, but shots, lashes, and weave, but never be who you is. Work is a figure of our imagination.
Work.
Internet and TV make everyone look rich. Can't get a compliment, but a thousand dips. Botox, how you fix your lips. Never been a problem that Jesus can't fix.
My Jesus.
Animals getting way more love than humans. You gotta be in trouble to start praying. The quietest at church, the loudest at the football game. No, every player on the roster, but can't tell me no prophet or apostle. You the Illuminati, but you swearing you ain't. First class pass if you're coming to game gay. Die for attention, don't get killed over fame. A beat in chains for some change, trying to shine like 2 Chainz. You call it talking fly, I call it speaking lies. You misleading the people, acting just like a heathen, doing the work of the devil. I call it
devil.
Seeing glorified, seeing glorified. You call it talking fly, I call it speaking lies. You misleading the people, acting just like a heathen, doing the work of the devil. I call it
demon.
Seeing glorified, seeing glorified.
glory. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. Thank you, Maul Puzzle, for the beat.
Hey man, I really like that song, man. That song sticks out of all the songs on all the mixtapes that I do. For some reason, that song sticks out. And like I tell people, you know, it's just all about getting your mindset. When you start getting your mindset together and changing your mindset and everything like that, there, you know what I'm saying. This ain't a lockdown. This is time for you to get closer to your God, because He knows you by name. You know what I'm saying. But like I said, y'all, this is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. We are here with my man Isaiah O. Webster. You know what I'm saying, Isaiah Obadiah Webster. You know what I'm saying. Everything, you can hit us up 657-383-0199. Share this show. This show will instantly replay as soon as this is over. This is a live show going on right now, so you never know what may happen, who may call in or anything like that there. But you can always go back and get the archives of the show if you miss the show. You know what I'm saying? So man, Mr. Pastor Webster, I appreciate you coming on here.
Thank you, man, for
everybody that's listening right now.
Repentance. Get right with God right now. Get close to your family right now. Reconcile all relationships right now. Because nothing can save you but the righteousness of God. So, you know, and we are quick to ask for forgiveness, but we ain't quick to give forgiveness. So let's start giving some forgiveness in the world. You know what I'm saying? Spread more love. With love have I drawn in, that's the scriptures say. I appreciate you having me, big homie. I appreciate you doing everything for me. And y'all support my big homie, man. Because he's doing big things. And if you get on ship, get on Noah's Ark, don't get left behind.
Yeah, that's right, man. We're going to definitely get together, man. We got another magazine coming out and everything like that there. I do want that music because I do need some for the mixtape and everything, man. So listen, tell everybody before you get up out of here and everybody overseas where they can find your music, download it, and this and the other. How can they get in touch with you? They want some music, a feature, or anything like that. What do they need to do?
So I can be reached right now at 702-751-2764 by phone. I am an audio engineer. I really only prefer to do gospel music, but you can look up the music everywhere on every platform: Spotify, iTunes, Google Play Store, Reverb Nation, SoundCloud, everywhere. Isaiah Obadiah, that's my album. Gray City Spartans, that's one of the groups. P4 Music Group, that's P.O.U.R. Music Group, Minister Site. And y'all be looking out for some new stuff coming out real soon. I got a video dropping to IM, that's on 4 Music Group. And we just connecting everybody. And make sure y'all show my big homie some love every morning on this radio show, because hey, that's what it is.
That's what's up, man. We appreciate coming through, man, and blessing us with that music and letting us know what's going on and everything like that, man. You know what I'm saying? Let us know when the church opens back up, man, so we come through there and start patronizing and being there. You know what I'm saying? So we can all worship together. You know, I will stand next to you, arm by arm, side by side, on the front battle line for the Lord. So you know to call me.
Hallelujah. Amen.
All right?
All right. Thank you, Big Bro.
All right, man. Thank you.
Right.
God bless, man.
No problem.
You know what
God
I'm saying? That was my man, Isaiah. We appreciate him coming on the show and sharing his music, his story, his testimony. You know what I mean? Everybody got a testimony. You know what I'm saying? And we appreciate him coming on and sharing his testimony. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I said to everybody that listens to me and all you artists out there. Tell your story. Tell everybody your journey. You know what I mean? We won't know your journey unless you share it with us. So you got to share your story. That's what I tell a lot of my travel agents and everything. Tell me your story. That's like I got a story. I'm working on my documentary and things like that, of hip hop and out here in Vegas for 20 years. Y'all don't know. I've been out here in Las Vegas for 20 years putting music together, helping artists, putting artists on, I'm putting artists on before me, artists backstabbing me, stabbing me in the back, pulling dirty shit, dragging my name through the mud out here, and everything like that. They did that the same thing to our Lord Jesus Christ. You know what I'm saying? He walked with that cross on his back. I've carried a lot of crosses for a lot of people that I probably shouldn't have. But I believed in their music. Probably didn't like them as a person, but I believed in their music. Perfect example. We're going to play an exclusive this morning and everything. You probably never heard, but it's from some people. I'm not going to give up the name. You just have to tell me, and this, that, and the other. This is an exclusive right here on Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. It is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show with your host, Fat Man West Coast. Let's go.
State to state.
Nope. Wrong one. Nope, that was the wrong song. You know, that's what I say. I love this show and everything. Because you never know what may happen on this damn show. I tell you what, we gonna go back like this. This is a song that I got. I wake up to, you know what I'm saying, and everything.
Pull up in the drop with a bad bitch, acting like a nigga never had shit. Pocket full of gas, bitch, I'm rich, 'cause I'm a sad. I was born with a rusty spoon. Now I'm a tycoon. I've been drinking all afternoon. Ain't finna stop no time soon. Bad bitches matter. She want me to scoop her up like a spatula. She wanna get attached like an adapter. She think I'm a trash compactor. She want me to smash her. I'm a savage about my cabbage. All my life I've been managed. Established practice with our preacher. Barbarian, I'm a beast. Know how to maneuver in these streets. How to wiggle. Get to the gouda. Straight shooter. I'm super solid. From the rooter to the tutor. California, do you? Don't let the palm trees fool you. They play with street instruments and they'll bring the noise like a tuba. Pushing a main E-line. Trap with a planet. Heart made of granite. Tax a bitch like a W-9. Bitch, I'm a savage.
Pull up in the drop with a bad bitch. Acting like a nigga never had shit. Pocket full of gas, bitch, I'm rich, 'cause I'm a savage. Treat a bad bitch like she average. All up in her face with a bad bitch. See a new chick, try to bag it, 'cause I'm a savage.
Y'all motherfuckers really need to hold up. Benzel got the hoes, I control her. Both of my pockets, they swole her. Everywhere we go, motherfucker know her. Nobody like me. I know your boyfriend wanna fight me. Dropping that ass on my IG. In the club making movie like Spidey. Pull out with a Carlo. Nigga looking like who did it? Had to tell it with the door closed. From the back like who did it?
Pull up in the drop with a bad bitch. Acting like a nigga never had shit. Pocket full of gas, bitch, I'm rich. 'Cause I'm a sad. I'ma run through it by the night. By the yellow night. Bitch super thick and that all white.
All white.
Ass so fat, need a lap dance. Maybe later on I'ma give a pipe.
Yeah.
I'm the type to get it in the ladies' room. Bathroom stall by the toilet paper. If she can make it to the green room.
Green room.
It's going down in the elevator. Trust me, touch me. She fuck with Beela.
Work
the day shift, she tuck my heater. Savage bout mine, we smoke the ether. Put her in an Uber, I don't trust her either.
Nah.
Pull up in a drop with a rocket on me. Beela smoking jello out of loud bag.
Wow.
Is she ever out of pocket home?
Pocket home.
They ain't just something you can pimp past.
Pull up in a drop with a bad bitch. Acting like a nigga never had shit. Pocket full of gas, bitch, I'm rich, 'cause I'm a savage. Treat a bad bitch like she average. All up in her face with a bad bitch. See a new chick, try to bag it, 'cause I'm a savage. Pull up in the drop with a bad bitch. Acting like a nigga never had shit. Pocket full of gas, bitch, I'm rich, 'cause I'm a savage. Treat a bad bitch like she average. All up in her face with a
Before we get up out of here, I'm going to let my man, hopefully he's still rocking with us. I'm going to let my man, Pastor Obadiah, give us a worldwide prayer, okay, because we need prayer. That's why I try all my pastors and everything from every state to come on and drop some knowledge and drop some gems and some jewels on us, you know what I mean, on how to cope with this, you know what I mean? We can't tell you what to do, but we can damn sure, you know, give you some advice on what you need to do, you know what I mean? Because everybody's grown. Only thing that we have to do is take care of these kids, you know what I'm saying? That's the main thing, and the main objective is making sure the kids are safe. I can understand the animals God created and everything like that there, but I think human life is a little more greater than animal life. Maybe I'm wrong, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to start nothing or anything like that there, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, when you're starting to test, you know, cats and dogs and stuff for this coronavirus, and you know when a cat can come up with a coronavirus symptom, but you can't detect when a human got a coronavirus symptom or something like that. Something to me just sounds fishy as fuck to me and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? And everything. It's like they're concentrating on the wrong shit. I'm seeing now they got drones that can detect from the air, drones that can detect a person with corona, with the coronavirus. So this drone is flying through the air and everything. This is some old Terminator shit that they're trying to implement and everything like that there. So like I tell y'all, go to YouTube, put in the search box virus, and watch the movies, these coronavirus movies that's popping up that they're shooting and doing trailers for and everything to cushion the blow for this shit. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. I can understand what people talking about. Yeah, we don't want the okie doke, the old banana in the tailpipe. But don't be stupid and go out there and start up the car just to see if it is a banana in the tailpipe and shit like that there. Come on, fool, we got to think a little more. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, people that's dealing with their relationships there at the house, this is the time when you get into your loved one. You're supposed to be into your woman so much to where you're wearing that ass out every damn day, every minute, every hour, or whatever. What else y'all going to do? You're both fucking unemployed. It ain't like you're going to work and shit like that. You're waiting on an unemployment check, or if you got a stimulus check, then you should be fucking like rabbits and rekindling your marriage, get back into each other, create and intimacy in your relationship that you probably didn't have in the first fucking place, because you love this motherfucker, you just don't like him, or you love her, you just don't like her. So you sleep fucking separate rooms. You sleep in the bed, he's on the mother couch, and this, that, and the other. But y'all get together just to do a little oochie coochie and this, that, and the other. Oochie coochie, aye, 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 all that shit. Y'all remember that old ass song? That type of shit and everything. You know what I'm saying? So I'm telling y'all, it's the reason behind all of this. Use it to your advantage, all right? It is 9:03 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. 26 minutes left in the show. We're going to do this like this, and then we're going to be getting up out of here and go get this prayer from Pastor Webster. So we're going to do this like this, y'all. Yes, sir. To wake your ass up, morning show.
When I was your man, hey, hey, when I was your man, if I was your best friend, would you let me take care of you, do all the things that only a best friend can?
help me pick out your clothes before we go out. Not that you're helpless, but sometimes those are the things that being in love about. If I were your one and only friend, would you run to me if somebody hurt you? Breakfast sometime. Well, then can we just hang out? Can we go to a movie? Come on, and give up. 'Cause to me, baby, that would be so fine. Baby, can I dress you? I mean, help you pick out your clothes before we go out. Listen, girl, I ain't saying you're helping.
Money, yo. Thumbing through one, it's got paper cuts. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Paper cuts, nigga.
nigga paper cuts.
Cuts, paper cuts.
Young nigga, get your paper.
Young nigga, get your money.
Yeah, a lot of niggas ain't nothing.
Niggas ain't.
But these niggas ain't got
these
paper cuts.
Ain't got paper cuts.
Paper cuts, nigga, paper cuts.
Cuts, paper cuts.
Young nigga, get your paper.
Young nigga, get your money.
Yeah, a lot of niggas ain't nothing.
Niggas ain't.
But these niggas ain't got paper cuts.
Ain't got paper cuts. No,
so thumb through it, nigga, thumb through it.
Thumb through it.
Thumb through it, nigga, thumb through it. Thumb through it, nigga, thumb through it.
Thumb through it.
Blue strips, yeah, we run through it.
Yes, sir. Yo, check this out. I want to thank everybody for rocking with us today. You know what I'm saying? Listening to the show, believing in what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? And just support. I know it ain't been very few of y'all. You know what I'm saying? But numbers don't lie. You know what I'm saying? And I am grateful for each and every one of you that sit and listen to me every morning that gets my link and everything. God bless you. You know what I'm saying? I be praying for all of y'all. You know what I mean? And you know what I'm saying? I just appreciate the little things. You know what I'm saying? We can handle major things. It is the little things. Make sure you'll reach out and call your loved ones. Call your people. See how they do it. Even if you ain't talked to them in a while. Trust me, I'm bad at that too. I can hold a grudge. Oh my God, I can hold a fucking grudge. And that's something that I'm dealing with. You know what I'm saying? And then the Lord is helping me deal with that. You know what I mean? And y'all know I am not a Bible thumper or a religious bastard or anything like that there. But it is, you know, right from wrong. You know what it's time to when you start getting a certain age and everything like that. I can't run the streets like I used to. I am not that young anymore. I am young in spirit and in mind, you know what I'm saying? But my body won't let me run the streets like that. And when you start becoming a grandfather, you have to start putting things in perspective and sitting your ass down somewhere and making solid and sound moves that's going to be longevitous and creating a legacy that you can leave behind instead of living in the moment in the right now. And so when I die or when the good Lord get ready to take me from this place or anything like that, now you got to get a GoFund or some shit like that to try and help bury me. And I don't want my child going through that. So it's just time to make certain provisions. When you see things like this, like a pandemic, should scare the fuck out of you. Especially if you don't have any type of life insurance or anything to cover you. If something happens, your family can put you away properly instead of cremating you and putting you away later on and having something done later on. These are things that we think about as black men, as black women, and things that we need to start thinking about. That's just real shit. That's just real talk. You know what I mean? You have to prepare yourself for the future. You don't want to be a burden. If you want to leave your mark on your family and leave your mark here on this earth, prepare yourself better. I'm learning that. You're learning that. We all are learning that during this pandemic and this epidemic shit. And it's learning us how to approach relationships, certain relationships, old relationships, new relationships, more better and with more tact and with more understanding and with more sight and vision, instead of just going in blindly and walking into that brick wall and accusing and pointing the finger and talking shit and this and the other and stirring up all this shit. And you know what I'm saying? We don't even know half of the fucking story. We coming in on the ass end of the story. You know what I'm saying? So make sure that you're taking time and you're getting to know your significant other that you're in this quarantine with. Make sure you're getting to know that person that's calling you every day, that's texting you every day, just to see how you're doing. 99% of the black men out here don't get from a black woman but her companionship. That's it. I'll stop the music and say that shit again. 99% of the black men out here that's looking for a black woman don't want shit from the black woman. All they want is the companionship and the respect that black man needs to survive and keep going. We need to be motivated too, just like you women do. Stop coming to your black man and your so-called king. First of all, stop. Watch who you crown in a king. Stop coming to your black man and this and the other, thinking that he don't understand. If he wouldn't be sticking around with your funky ass if he didn't understand. Trust me, he'd have been long gone, and you'd have been long gone, left his stinking ass too. It's a two-way street. We need to start acting that way, because life can be taken in the course of a minute. In the blink of an eye, your life can be over. And I don't want to be sitting up talking about, damn, I should have, wish I did when I had the chance to and everything, because it's too late then. Okay? That's just something from your boy Fat Man. Just to wake your ass up morning show, you know that, like I said, when you listen to my morning show, you're going to leave with something. You're not just going to leave with a bunch of hip-hop shit and this, that, and the other, and everything. To my artists, my unsigned artists out there, what the fuck are y'all doing? Y'all need to be making sure that you are plugging and using every avenue to keep yourself relevant in this game. All y'all get on these social media sites and everything, and you talk, and you, it is woe is me, and this, that, and the other, and you're spilling your guts all on social media. You got to stop doing that. Start honing your craft. You need to be writing. You need to be performing. You need to be putting shit together. Put together a mixtape. Something that's going to make you relevant in everything. Listening to the curve, and everybody need to be doing a song about the pandemic or the coronavirus and this and the other. Okay, then yeah, you follow what everybody else is doing. You go get in that bowl, in that mix of what everybody else is motherfucking doing. Go against the grain. Do something different. Do something that's going to stand out and make your music stand out more than just submit it and tag me in it 475 fucking times and shit like that. Stop tagging me in all that shit every damn time. I heard your song the first damn time when you tagged me in it and everything. If I put dope in your comments, that lets you know that I listened to it and it's dope. Don't tag me in it every fucking time that you do a post. This is why you got 5,000 in the 5,000 friends. You know, when you tag motherfuckers, you can go through the alpha, put all the A's, next they all C, do all the D's, so forth and so on. That way you utilize everybody in your friends list when you got those, you know, I got 5,000 friends, I can't take no more. All you can do is this, that, and the other, and everything. Utilize what y'all doing. It's money right there sitting in front of you. You don't know, you don't even realize it. But turn your nose up to what I do on Unsigned Hype or wake your ass up, you know, make the morning show dropping jewels and giving you game to further your shit and everything. So now I'm just gonna quit talking. I can show you. I'm gonna be like Big Mama. I can show you better than you can. You know what I'm saying? So listen, y'all, we about to get up out of here. But right now, I'm gonna bring my I'm gonna bring the past back. You know what I'm saying, and everything. Let's see, we get the pastor up in here and everything. Pastor, you there?
I am. I'm tuned in.
Okay.
Lord
all right.
God.
All right. Hold
Lord
on.
God, we
hold
thank
on.
You
hold on.
Today.
Just a minute.
Okay.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Let me stop the music and everything. And you know, everybody out your head. Pastor, you have the floor.
Lord God, we thank you for this day, God. We adore you. We uplift you and magnify and glorify your name because you are everything in all things and all things. And we thank you for everything that you give, Lord, life in total. God, we right now, we forgive us for all our sins, Lord, all the things, all our shortcomings, all the things that we know that we do willingly and unknowingly that we do. We judge people. We look at your people with a naked, with a cross eye, God. And we see things in part, God. And we thank you for everything you give us, God. We also asking, Lord, that you bless Fat Man and his radio show, God. We asking that you send repentance into the land and you heal the land, God. We also asking, Lord, that you uplift a generation that thrives for you, that breathes for you and lives for you and glorifies you and puts you first in all things, God. God, we also asking, Lord, that you just continue to just be you in all situations, Father. Forgive us for all our things, all our shortcomings, God, and we ask, Lord, that you just Help us, Lord. Help us be the children that you called us to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And if it's anybody out there who do not know Jesus Christ, the Bible says if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that he died and rose for you, and you're saved and your name is in the Lamb Book of Life. So if you can repeat this after me, God, please come into my heart, change me, live inside of me, and help me to live for you. Help me to believe in you, Lord, and there's nothing that I have done but what you have done that helps me make it to the next level, helps me make it into your kingdom, into your heaven. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. If you prayed that prayer with me, you can rejoice right now because your name is in the Lamb Book of Life, and God went and prepared a place for us. So thank you, guys. Thank you, Fat Man, for having me. I appreciate you guys praying with me. You guys check out the music. Add me on all your social medias, Isaiah Obadiah, or Pray for Isaiah. Thank you, guys. God bless.
Stay fly, get sharp as katanas. Try to be wise, don't compromise. The loop of pursuit is some drama. Come on. Striving to make the third comma. Striving to make the third comma. Striving to make the third comma.
Let's go.
Striving to making that third. Beware of the lies and what's televised. They hide the truth through trauma. Despite your tribe, we stay unified. My crew's a school of piranhas. Striving to make the third comma. Striving to make that third comma. Striving to make that third comma.
Come on.
Striving to making that third.
Let's go.
Niggas be acting like bitches, I swear I ain't with it, they envy and drama. All these rappers be sounding the same and be wondering why they ain't seeing no commas. Far from creative, they still in they flows and they cadences, man, that shit make me sick. It's undebated, they gutter the greatest young nigga that's rapping from out the ship. Honestly, lately, I'm feeling that hatred from niggas who sound is outdated. They so overrated, they do it for clout and the payment. They don't love the game, they just wanna be famous. Start coming next, you can tell them I said it. Affiliated to the day that I'm dead, I relocated, gained a little more leverage, stay dedicated. I gave all of my effort. This something special, we out to break records, let's give them a reason. They already jealous, it's gutter. Now tell me who shit more compelling. I live like I don't know the meaning of failure. Hip hop is what saved me from being a felon or buried. I'm knowing just where I was headed, so every day gotta thank God for his blessings. Like Pac to remember third comma forever.
Me and my guys, we some massage. They fly, you sharp as katanas. Try to be wise, don't compromise. The loop and pursuit of some drama.
Come on.
Striving to make the third comma. Striving to make the third comma. Striving to make the third comma.
Let's go.
Striving to making that third.
Beware
of the lies and what's televised. They hide the truth through trauma. Despite your tribe, we stay unified. My crew's a school of piranhas. Striving to make that third comma. Striving to make that third comma. Striving to make that third comma.
Come on.
Striving to making that third.
Let's go.
Better stop all that flexing on IG. She mad cause this bar inside me. Third comma to T, but I'm TLE. Know what's up with my gas at 33. Talk tough like a nigga gon' murder me. I be cruising and clutching where 33. Always say she gon' look like she worried me. Nigga jump off the boat, you a nerd to me. I've been wrestling like I just had surgery. Talking bad on my name like that's hurting me. We gon' throw up them threes, but I'm forever T. All the weed that I smoke, I might need me a beat. That bitch wanna play, I'ma charge her a fee. To be honest, these bitches can't fuck with me. Keep it solid, these niggas be under you. On the road with my bros, that shit fun to me. You not new to your day, you not friend to me. You ain't star when I start, you not fan. Just keep patient cause this ain't the end of me. Hit the block with some stuff like it's none of me. Niggas smoked out his pants, that shit done to me. You can't find you a play, don't come run to me. Rest in peace to LC that did something to me. Rest in peace to LC that did something to me.
Me and my guys, we some massage. They fly, you sharp as katanas. Try to be wise, don't compromise. The loop and pursuit of some drama.
Come on.
Striving to make the third comma. Striving to make the third comma. Striving to make the third comma.
Let's go.
Striving to making that third.
Beware
of the lies and what's televised. They hide the truth through trauma. Despite your tribe, we stay unified. My crew's a school of piranhas.
Okay.
Striving to make that third comma.
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 Let's go.
Grand opening, fuck the intro. Cut the ribbon, bitch, let me in. John Wick with a messy pen in the world of poses, yes, that's being. Y'all say y'all strapped like lesbians. Guess you just fucking around, come fuck with the town. Sleep on the nuts, we signal the pillow to muffle the sound. Rude awakening, duck down. Losers club, yeah, fuck clowns. Twitter thugs be quick to tweet, but when we meet, get shut down. Y'all some coats out of luck now. Me and mine's committed to purge when spitting the verse. Vision is sickening like virus conditions and pigs and the birds. I'm down for this and the third and all. Star in every lane, a ball hard in every game, stay on par and confetti will rain. A mix of machete and Coltrane, Top Gun was so plain. Lo and behold,
All of my people, Perico, they come with that dope, gang.
I'm about to become a ghost on these niggas. Bad taste in their mouth, burnt toast on these niggas. Yeah. Ride slow, parade, float on these niggas. Lights out, disappear like a rope on these niggas. Yeah. Where was you at when I was broke, little nigga? Now you got your hands on them like, no, little nigga. I'm fresh, clean like soap, little nigga. Act bad and get picked like a fro, little nigga. Yeah. I go hard, I do the most for the figures. Bleed blue until I die, that's a loke in the neck. Blue. I can never be a whole little nigga. 40 water, just tell me when to go, little nigga. Third time on the rise, I was toast, little nigga. Not impressed by these cards and these cold, little nigga. Thinking back in the day, I was a cold, little nigga. No fear, never back down, pole, little nigga. I'm ready like a nigga beat after prime. Smart hood, nigga, earn me his Ascadon. Third time on the money scale, that's the bomb. I remember when I used to have to crash at mine. Okay. A lot of people get used for the money. Buying bullshit instead of putting food in their tummy. I used to want to have a pool for the money. Now I just want to chill by the pool with the sun. I don't want to be a fool for the money. Going crazy, not knowing what to do for the money. That means I will be losing the money. Violating the G-code and abusing the money. I just want to take a cruise with the money. With the woman that was there when I was drooling for money. Stand still, I don't want to keep moving the money. That's ancient facts like the tomb and the mummy. Yeah.
Me and my guys, we some massage. They fly, you're sharp as katanas. Try to be wise, don't compromise. The loot in pursuit of some drama. Come on. Striving to make the third comma. What? Striving to make the third comma. What? Striving to make the third comma. Let's go. Striving to making that third. Beware of the lies and what's televised. They hide the truth through trauma. What? Despite your trivia, we stay unified. My crews are school of piranhas. Striving to make the third comma. Shield. Striving to make that third comma. Shield. Striving to make that third comma. Come on. Striving to making that third.
Let's go. No question about it, my niggas is about it. Our vision ain't cloudy. It's a slight chance of rain if you fucking with me. Grab the money, I'm outy. You want diamonds and things? Well, all in one hand, got my rings in an Audi. Like the weed that I blow when I step on the stage, treat my name out so loud. You know that I'm filthy, I feel like I ain't took a shower in months. Do all of these features and ain't heard a rapper devour me once. You know I stay grinding just like a new driver, destroying the clutch. Oh, you wanna get high? Well, I'm breaking down sour, come bring me a blunt. The beat nuts, almond joy. Out of this world with them comma boys. Damn you nice, that's a common noise. Wait till them soldiers get deployed. Body shots, head shots, anything to get the job done. The beat armada, third comma, 2020, oh, that's awesome.
You are now listening to Mall Puzzle Beats.
Uh-huh.
You call it talking fly, I call it speaking lies. You misleading the people, acting just like a heathen, doing the work of the devil. I call it devil, seeing glorified, seeing glorified. You call it talking fly, I call it speaking lies. You misleading the people, acting just like a heathen, doing the work of the devil. I call it demon, seeing glorified, seeing glorified.
It's okay to disrespect women, that's the way you should call your daughters then. If you ain't play pimping, go ahead and tell your mama then. Wear that piss that blaze up with your children. Wear that crack pack, serve them that poison. Sleeping with five girls, surprise you ain't got herpes. Leg twitching, looking nervous. Call on the Lord quick whenever it's an emergency. Clean us like detergent, lifestyle so gangrene. It's offensive, all the complaining. We sin sick, especially the famous. Not your prerogative, ain't living with your claiming.
Not even
talking dope prices, ain't selling macadamia.
Sheesh.
No car, but some Jordans. Cigarettes, no mortgage. Loving God, inconvenience, backwards priorities. Got a problem with authority. Think it's really corny when fake become important. You call it talking fly, I call it speaking lies. You misleading the people, acting just like a heathen, doing the work of the devil. I call it devil, seeing glorified, seeing glorified. You call it talking fly, I call it speaking lies. You misleading the people, acting just like a heathen, doing the work of the devil. I call it demon, seeing glorified, seeing glorified. Women trying to buy beauty, butt shots, lashes, and weed.